This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, you listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me. Kim St. Ange just down the desk here. And, of course, Ethan Bright is back from his vacation. Sue Thomas with your traffic coming up here shortly. If you were not around here yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, you might well have missed this, but I think it's worth repeating here today. Kim St. Ange is mere weeks away, she would like to think sooner, from having her second child.
Yeah.
And we're so excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm due in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I'll go in about a week and a half.
She thinks.
I guess I kind of feel that way.
She
I'm excited to have a new baby. I just, you know.
Of course, you're nervous about it, but you're hoping, as all expected mothers do, that it happens sooner rather than later.
Not too soon.
From the due date.
I have a
right?
little more to do at home, but yes, you're right. I would prefer not to go over 40 weeks.
So if you missed the end of the show yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, we were joined by one of the people who will primarily be filling in for Kim while she's gone, and that is Dan Buck, my former co-worker at Channel 4 years ago. And then, of course, he worked at Channel 5, and he's been involved in youth sports activities in the area. He still continues to be a businessman in the region, but a broadcast veteran, and he is going to join us in here to fill in for Kim at least 3 or 4 days a week. He's still got some other things that he's working on, but we're going to get him in here 3 or 4 days a week. Probably our friend Scott Jagow will also help fill in the gaps there. Of course, you're irreplaceable. But
thank you for saying that.
It's true. That's how we feel.
I think that Dan's a natural fit. I know we had him on for a few of the segments yesterday, and it was fun having him in the room, and I hadn't seen him in years. I remember interviewing him when I was reporting for KMOV years ago. At the height of COVID, so it's great to connect with him again, and I'm very grateful that he's willing to fill in.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine, and Kim was joking with Ethan. She goes, it's going to be the man show.
It'll be a total dude's
club
in here.
Show.
It's already kind of a little dude show because I'm the only woman, but then you have three of you in here.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to getting Dan in. He's going to come back in a couple days next week just to kind of learn the ropes, and he'll be taking over Kim's news reading duties and headlines and stuff like that. So, but yeah, we're excited about that. Just wanted to mention that again in case you had missed that. Coming up this hour, we're going to give away some Styx tickets. I promise you that. We've got Thomas Gipping. He's filling in for Genevieve Wood today from the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk to him coming up in just a couple of minutes. Scott Fitzpatrick, the Missouri State Auditor, it's been announced that his office is looking into a probe of the Francis Howell School District, and Lord knows somebody needs to probe them, given what happened with their superintendent candidate and $240,000 of our tax money that is following that dude to, where'd he go, Oklahoma? Oklahoma. He's in Oklahoma with $240,000 of our tax money, and nobody seems to be talking about why. So we will talk to the state auditor about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, Ethan, if you're on top of it over there, we will get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I see a proud American city, our nation's capital, in trouble. It has a crime problem. And if you don't believe me, then carry your happy ass down to 8th Street or Columbia Heights or the Navy Yard or Brentwood, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and walk around alone and see what happens.
Yeah, John Kennedy is the only he can put it. And, you know, yesterday we were talking to Ryan Schmelz, who lives in the Navy Yard. That's where he lives. And he's talking about somebody getting shot a couple of blocks from his house. So this problem in D.C. is real, and the president is currently in the process of addressing it.
I spoke one evening, and I said that Project 2025 is Jim Crow 2.0.
Haven't you missed James Clyburn, the guy that gave us Joe Biden? Honestly, and Kamala Harris, for that matter. He's the one responsible for all of that. Remember when they used to claim that the voting rights that were put in effect in Georgia that required voter ID was Jim Crow 2.0? Remember all that garbage cost Atlanta the All-Star game and all of that, all those lies? He's at it again.
A tamer inflation report despite President Trump's tariffs. This is better than expected. Month over month, as you mentioned, up 0.2%. On an annual basis, up 2.7% in July. That's also what we saw on an annual basis for the month of June.
Yeah, you know it must kill. It must just kill those folks at CNN to have to report that. Just it hurts them to their soul.
I'm 21 years in the league, so I'm over there. Who do I know on Jacksonville? You know, like I know Heath Farwell, the special teams coach that I played against him. I know Chad Morton, he was with us. And I've met Trevor a few times, so I was kind of looking around going, doing the Joe Biden, like, all right, well, I guess I don't know anybody here, so.
Aaron Rodgers, you got to love that. He called out, dissed Joe Biden during one of his NFL interviews yesterday because he said he's been around the league so long, he's looking around lost like Joe Biden. He doesn't recognize people these days.
That's just sad, but it's true that will be just be a joke that doesn't get old.
It doesn't get old. I thought that was pretty good. And, of course, they're blasting him. Aaron Rodgers takes a dig at Joe Biden. So, well, now you're admitting it's a dig, but when he was in office for 4 years, you acted like there was nothing wrong with him. Give me a break, please. Hey, I have to mention here real quick, because I hadn't mentioned it before. Last week, the week before I left on vacation, Kim, we were talking about the state-run grocery store in Kansas City. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the failed experiment where the city owned some shopping center and they allowed some nonprofit to come in and run a not-for-profit grocery store in a high-crime neighborhood, and it looked like something out of Soviet Russia. You walk in and there's no bread on the shelves, there's no milk, it was just, they had people stealing money, it was pathetic. Well, guess what? Not surprisingly, it's closed.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not?
We need this store. We do.
Alicia Batson shopped here on Monday and was going to come back here for groceries today. As soon as our interview was done, she started to cry. Part of the reason why she was so emotional may be because of what she told us in the first 30 seconds of her conversation.
What are we supposed to do as a community? Where am I going to go now? Where am I going to go get stuff for my kids? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's gone. Closed. Zippered.
So what does Mom Donnie think about that? I hope someone asks him that question.
I hope you are absolutely correct about that. I hope somebody says, hey, New York, this is a failure, and there's a reason it's a failure.
It looked post-apocalyptic. It was creepy when you looked at the aisles, and there, like you said, there was nothing on, a loaf of bread, maybe.
It looked like a grocery store out of The Walking Dead. Like, everything had already been picked over, and it was gone. That's what you get with socialized businesses in a capitalist society. They don't have that problem at Schnucks and Deerberg's, I'll guarantee you that for sure. All right, Ethan, you got my music here. Can you find it in the system? Oh, listen to that. I think we're giving away some Styx tickets here, in fact, for Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, August 22nd. If you want a pair, we're going to be kind to Kim here. Be caller number 9 to 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Caller number 9 gets a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin of REO out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, August 22nd. And best of luck to you. We'll give away more tickets tomorrow and Friday. Stay tuned for that. Coming up, we'll get to the Missouri State Auditor on this situation in the Francis Howell School District.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
All right, welcome back. You know, coming up, we're going to be talking about an investigation into a local school district, but it's for financial reasons in this particular case here in the greater St. Louis area. That's not the case in one Virginia school, which is pretty disturbing. We've got Thomas Jipping on the line with us right now. He's a senior legal fellow for the Heritage Foundation, and always great to have him on, sitting in for our friend Genevieve Wood this morning. Thomas, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on here. You know, I was reading this story on the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. People could go and check it out there. But what's happened in Virginia? The Fairfax County Public Schools launching an investigation into whether or not one high school was helping arrange and fund abortions.
Well, I live in Fairfax County, and so this, of course, got my attention, too. Fairfax County Public Schools, it's one of the most prominent public school districts in the country, and they've got a budget of over $2 billion. That's one county school district, and an awful lot of things happen there that then spread elsewhere in the country. This is a particularly disturbing one because You know, Virginia law requires both notice and consent of parents before a minor can get an abortion. And here it looks like school staff were advising and helping minors to get abortions, not only without their parents' consent, but apparently with taxpayers footing the bill.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening.
I mean, what comes of this? Could the, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, Tom, but could the teachers then be fired? I mean, this is, I mean, you mentioned obviously how they're using taxpayer money to do this. That would be a complete violation.
Sure. Well, the first, it's actually even a violation of what Fairfax County Schools say their policy is. They actually have written policies that reflect state law prohibiting staff from doing this sort of thing. So the investigation's begun. Frankly, they should be prosecuted if it's found that they violated state law. And, you know, the taxpayers of Fairfax County had better wake up that in a bureaucracy that large, in a liberal-dominated system, this is the kind of thing that's going to happen. Parents' rights are, I think, on the resurgence a little bit. There's been some positive signs in different places, including from the Supreme Court. But I don't care whether you're liberal or conservative. Parents have the right to direct the upbringing of their children, and that includes whether their grandchildren are going to be killed.
Yeah.
And schools have not only no business, but schools are actually violating the law if they interfere with that.
That's a good point. Thomas Gipping, our guest from the Heritage Foundation, a senior legal fellow there, and great to have him back on the air with us. I don't know if many listeners will recognize the name, but I bet they remember the case. Bevelyn B. Williams. She was arrested for protesting at an abortion clinic. She was imprisoned, and Donald Trump ended up pardoning her. She was imprisoned during Joe Biden's administration. And now I understand, Thomas, they're trying to make a movie out of what happened to her. And there are forces that would like that movie apparently not to air. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. This involves a law called the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. It was passed about 30 years ago and was supposed to only prevent a sort of armed, violent protests outside of abortion clinics. But it's become looser and vaguer, and it's been abused by administrations like the Biden administration, so that peaceful people who are on sidewalks just seeking to talk to women, are like Bevelyn Williams, are now being imprisoned and prosecuted. The law is unconstitutional, and Congress should repeal it immediately. But in the meantime, one of the first things that the president did was to pardon, I believe, 23 individuals who had been, I would say, persecuted, not just prosecuted, under this law. And they are trying to make a film about it, about that case. People need to know that that laws like this are being abused. But, you know, agendas like abortion, the LGBTQIA+, whatever it is, agenda, those are built on false narratives, false stories that they want people to believe. Well, this is the true story. This is the true narrative of what happens when the government weaponizes laws like this. And I'm not surprised, frankly, that the liberal establishment is probably pressuring theaters not to show it.
Wow.
And as I understand it, they're looking instead to churches and other, you know, organizations who will have opportunities to make this known. And I hope it really succeeds.
Well, Thomas, I don't know if people remember, we've had you on the show, obviously, many times over the years, back when there were impeachments going on and all of that, because I know you used to serve as counsel in Congress. Any thoughts on this crackdown by the president in D.C. And the legality of it? I know he has 30 days, and then he has to go back to Congress to get permission. Is that correct?
It looks that way. I mean, there are two issues involved. One is may the president do this? And that's a constitutional issue, because a constitution is a law that governs government. It spells out what government may and may not do. And then the other question is whether he should. That's a policy question. On the first question, I don't think there's any doubt that the Constitution allows the president to do this. And various, you know, scholars a lot smarter than me are you know, presenting that in some of their commentary and op-eds and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any question that the president may do this. I really hope that the president explains why he's doing it. In other words, really getting the case for why this should be done out there. His critics want to say, well, he's overstepping his authority. No, he's not. But that doesn't mean he should.
Yes.
And if he's got a good case for that, I really hope he takes steps to explain that to the American people.
Thomas Gipping, always great to have you on, sir. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks.
Absolutely. Attorney with the Heritage Foundation, senior legal fellow, in fact. That sounds so much more impressive than attorney with the Heritage Foundation. He's a senior legal fellow. Heritage.org. You can always go to dailysignal.com to read more on some of those stories there. Coming up, we'll get to Missouri State Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick and whether or not he'll look into the Francis House.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We told you last week about a letter from the Holy Joe Society, a government watchdog group urging the Missouri Attorney General and State Auditor to investigate that payout to new and now former Superintendent Mike Dominguez. He was hired in March but resigned well before the first day of classes, still receiving, though, a year's salary, $250,000. The State Auditor's Office says they are looking into that. This is now part of a follow-up to a December audit that already rated the district poor, the lowest possible score. That
That report cited financial mismanagement and transparency issues, including that $78 million cost overrun on the construction of Francis Howell North High School.
Yeah, part of the Channel 4 report yesterday on what's going on out in Francis Howell, I asked our state auditor, Scott Fitzpatrick, to give us a few minutes this morning, and he was kind enough to do so. Sir, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Good to have you on again.
It's great to be back.
Absolutely. So what are you looking into exactly with Francis Howell currently?
Well, we did an audit on Francis Howell last year that came out at the end of the year, and they got a poor rating, which is the lowest possible outcome for one of our audits. And there were a lot of issues. Obviously, this is all before this situation with the superintendent that they hired and then are paying out for not working. And so we, as a result of them having a poor result in their audit, we're already planning to be back in Francis Howell this fall to do a follow-up review and look at how they're doing on implementing recommendations from that audit. And so this is going to just be added to that review. We're just going to look at what happened here. Why are they paying almost $250,000 and essentially what appears to be a severance package to someone who didn't end up ever working a day on the job at Francis Howell, and has, I guess, subsequently gotten a new job over near Oklahoma City. So a lot of questions, I think, that taxpayers deserve to get answers to. And, you know, it's another kind of sad situation developing in a school district that's already had a lot of problems over the last few years.
I cannot imagine that this whole fiasco with the superintendent is going to help their rating in any way. So what happens when you go back this fall, you do that follow-up review? If they're poor again, what's the next step?
Well, what we do in a follow-up review, it's not an audit. It's a review of the previous findings, and then if there are any new issues that we know about, we add those to that review as well. But it's not done to auditing standards, so we won't issue a rating. We'll issue a report that basically looks at each finding and how they've done at implementing the recommendations, if they've implemented them, if they've partially implemented them, or if they haven't done anything at all to implement them. And so,
yeah, what happens if they haven't? You know, like, are they at risk of losing funding, or what are the potential consequences?
Well, the extent that they are violating the law in some way, like one of the findings in the last audit was they had an issue with the way they were reporting attendance, and they were overpaid from the state. It wasn't a tremendous amount of money given the scope of the state budget and the Francis Howell budget, like $11,000. If we find something that indicates that they have been overcompensated or overpaid, then yeah, they could lose funding as a result of that. But generally, this is for the taxpayers and for the Board of Education to know, what's going on in the school district. And the taxpayers of Francis Howell School District and the voters in Francis Howell School District are the ones that get to decide who's on the school board. And if they get a follow-up report that shows, hey, after this poor audit came out a year ago, the district has done nothing to implement the recommendations or improve the operations of the district. To me, if I was a school board member up for re-election next year, I'd be pretty concerned about that coming out, because the voters have a decision on who is going to serve on the school board.
That's a great point. Scott Fitzpatrick, our guest, Missouri State Auditor. Not only do they have a poor performance record with your audits, we have a poor performance record with voter turnout in these school board elections. So, you know, we end up with what we get because people don't get off their duffs and get out and vote. That's been a bone of contention with me for a long time. In this particular case, would your audit look into how contracts are dealt with? Because this seems to be a case where the guy was brought in, some headhunter firm found him, the board approved his contract. They then heard, well, maybe there's something going on in his background that we should double check. So they delayed his start. He was scheduled to start a month later than normal, which means his one-year contract was already underway. And then he resigned and left. I don't know how many jobs in the world there are where you go ahead and get paid for not working. But in this case, that's what appeared to happen.
Yeah, we'll definitely look at the contract they entered with the headhunting firm, if they engage one to find this candidate who they ended up hiring and then didn't end up working. We'll look at that contract, and we'll also look at the contract with the, I guess, former employee that never worked, and what was in that contract that constituted paying him $229,000 for not working a day at the district. And basically the decision-making process of how they arrived at entering a contract that would put them in that situation. You know, because they had a lot of contract issues previously.
Yeah.
In the previous audit with the high school that they built, that was supposed to be like $80 million that ended up costing $160 million. There were a lot of conflicts in that decision-making process where they basically required the project management firm to hire an employee of the district to work for them. And it turned out that the lowest scoring firm that competed for that project management contract, the owner of that company was the brother of the employee in the district that the district wanted hired. And that employee would only work for his brother. And so the company that scored the lowest, the worst, that did the worst job competing on the RFP for the project management,
right,
is the one that got the job because they were related to the brother of the district employee. And so that's obviously a huge conflict of interest. It definitely contributed to the project going over budget by over 100%. And that's one of the things we'll be looking at, is how they're doing procurements since that, because that was obviously a problem in the previous audit.
Yeah, I saw you just released an audit on the St. Louis Public Schools as well. More problems there, I guess a lot of us weren't surprised by, including, as you mentioned, in Francis Howe, unconstitutional attendance incentives.
Yeah, they paid $3.5 million in bonuses to their employees at the school district, which is a violation of the Constitution. The state Constitution prohibits payments for past performance to government employees. So nobody in any governmental office in Missouri is allowed to get paid a bonus for any reason. Their payment has to be part of a salary schedule.
Okay.
That's already in place. You can't go back after the fact and award bonuses. And the way that they did this thing is they called it an attendance incentive, but they gave a good chunk of the bonus. They made it in multiple payments, and at least the first payment, maybe the first two, were made to everybody regardless of whether or not they met the attendance incentive. So it wasn't really an incentive program at all, and it was a $3.5 million unconstitutional expenditure of taxpayer funds by the St. Louis Public School District. That was one finding. I mean, they had a lot of other issues. They spent $4,000 at Topgolf. They spent a couple thousand bucks at Caesar's Palace on a stay in Las Vegas.
Wow.
They had Airbnb rentals. They were spending money left and right, and the school district was handing out district credit cards like Halloween candy to employees all over the district, and had no policies in place to prevent those from being used incorrectly. So that is a problem. That audit's still ongoing too. So we decided to release that one in two reports. There was a lot of issues in St. Louis Public Schools, and we looked at the ones related to the former superintendent and the Board of Education and the procurement, the hiring practices, the firing practices. They had people being paid salaries that were almost $50,000 above the top end of the salary schedule that the school board had approved. The superintendent had a, quote, cabinet. She had a cabinet that was basically almost the same size as the governor of Missouri's cabinet. And if you take the total salaries of her cabinet and compare it to the salaries of the governor's, I haven't done the math, but I'm pretty sure hers makes more.
Wow.
So it's pretty, I mean, we're talking about the governor of a state versus the superintendent of a school district. The way that they're spending the money over there is just outrageous.
Well, we're glad you're bird dogging that, Scott. We appreciate your time this morning, my friend. Thank you.
My pleasure. Good talking to you guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. That is the Missouri State Auditor, Scott Fitzpatrick. I bet he's seen some stuff
since
he's taken over that job.
I'd never heard that figure, that her cabinet or whatever you want to call it was comparable to the governor's, and that they were maybe even making more
in
when you added
district.
Up all the salaries. That how did it was Keisha Scarlett, right? Was the superintendent
that
who
sounds,
all this stuff happened under?
Right. Yeah.
How again? It goes back to the whole situation with the superintendent out of Francis Howell Schools. How does this happen? How are there not more people who are aware of this going on and say, "I'm sorry, this doesn't smell right. Something's fishy about this whole thing," I just, it blows my mind that this happens.
Well, hopefully it gets the light of day shown on it here at some point, for sure. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Jeremy Rosenthal in the next hour, the attorney, to talk more about the Adam Schiff whistleblower, which that story fascinates me, that nothing was done on it, apparently, even though it came out years ago during the Merrick Garland tenure at the DOJ, and he did nothing. So we'll get to that. What's coming up on Kim and a Whim?
Some Minnesota Viking fans are mad. They're actually threatening to cancel their season tickets, and it's all over the latest member of the cheerleading squad. And it's not the fact that the person joined the team. It's the specific role this person will have on that cheerleading squad.
Kim on a Whim.
There are some angry Minnesota Vikings fans because the cheerleading squad for that team has taken on two male cheerleaders. Now, I did cheerleading for a couple years in high school, and it's not uncommon to have male cheerleaders. That is certainly nothing new.
No.
You see that for most colleges, and I would assume even NFL.
Many of them are gymnasts who are super strong,
right,
and they're very good at lifts and bases and all that stuff, right?
You know, absolutely. In college, a lot of them are football players that didn't make the team.
Oh, no kidding.
My wife was a cheerleader in college. Yeah.
Okay.
And they would be the football players that didn't make the team or got redshirted.
I roomed with a male cheerleader. He was gay, but I did room with a male.
Oh, I was going to say.
I did room with a male. He definitely did not go out for the football team make it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the team is taking some heat. The fans are, in some cases, threatening to cancel their season tickets. And here's why. Because, like I said, it's not the fact that there's male cheerleaders. You see them often as the bases because they've got the strength to throw the girls up really, really high. So in some cases, I could see why they're needed, depending on what type of stunt you're trying to do. But these two particular cheerleaders, their role is going to be different. They're going to be doing the exact same dance routines as the female teammates. You do not typically see that. And if you have been to a game and you've seen the cheerleaders do some of the dances, they they don't shake their butts, but they, let's just say that the moves I've seen these guys doing, the dances, is very weird to watch a guy do that.
So are they trans cheerleaders?
I don't think so. The
pictures I saw, they were in the exact same outfits as the girls.
Oftentimes,
on the teams, the guys have jumpsuits on or something and tracksuits on, and the girls have the cheerleader outfits.
No, these guys have different outfits on. I wouldn't say they're trans. I guess they could be. They look a little bit more feminine, but they don't. It's not like they have a super long hair and makeup on. The girls are wearing belly shirts, and then they have really short shorts, and they have the white boots. These two guys have on, I mean, they're shorter shorts, but they're not like booty shorts like the girls have on, and then their belly's not showing, and they just have white tennis shoes on. So there is a differentiation between the two male cheerleaders and the girls.
But their dance moves look almost identical.
They are identical. They're absolutely, that's exactly the point. That's why people are mad.
Their bodies move in ways that a normal male human being could not.
I mean,
at least
people,
this normal male human being could not. You want to vote on that? Yeah. Thank you.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
You guys can admit that it's just not something you want to watch.
It's not something I want to watch. I can tell you that. But, and I would think people, big, burly football players and football fans of the Minnesota Vikings, where, you know, you're living in harsh conditions to begin with up there during football season, I wouldn't think that'd be what they're after.
I wonder how many people will actually cancel their season tickets over this. I mean, people threaten that stuff, but is this that big of a deal? No. Do I want to watch this even as a woman? No.
It's a test case.
It's not the end of the world.
Is it the first place they've done that? Have they already done that in Dallas or somewhere like that?
I believe this is, at least the first situation where it's making headlines specifically because of their role.
They got nothing else to lose in Dallas. They could try it down there. I bet they won't do it in Kansas City. A lot of it's got to do with ownership, you know?
The Chiefs
owners aren't going to put up with that crap.
That's probably true.
That's true. Well, thank you, Kyle. I had no idea. I'll watch even less of the Minnesota Vikings than I would have otherwise, for sure. I'd cancel my season tickets, that's for sure. Coming up, we'll talk to Jeremy Rosenthal on the Adam Schiff investigation. And the whistleblower who said he knew he was leaking classified information just to try to damage Donald Trump. That's all coming up after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.